Let's go to Vicky Yuriatu, I think is how they pronounce it, over in Athens, where it is quite cold, and Vicky's keeping a close eye on Stefanos Tsitsipas. Welcome again to Sports Day, Vicky.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Can we get our first round the grounds from Athens, Vicky? Can you give us the current score, please?
The score?
Yes, please.
Of the match, you mean?
Yes, indeed.
It's 6-3, 5-4. And now he's serving in, let's see. It's 40-30.
Yeah.
Okay, he got the second set as well.
Okay.
So two sets to love up against Yannick Sinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Jared?
6-3, 6-4.
You are part of history on Sports Day, Vicky. That is the first time we've had an around the grounds.
From Athens.
Is
the heating working overtime? How many coats have we got on? For those who don't know, there's been another snowstorm hit Athens. We've got power outages. The train lines are down. Yeah. Internet's down. What's the lay of the land there, Vicky?
Things are a bit better today. I'm wearing two coats right now, so I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
It's not snowing, but still there are many problems. A lot of areas don't have electricity. Mm. We're not prepared for this kind of weather. I think you know that.
Mm, we absolutely know it. My old mate Johnny from Tommy Ruffs, he tells me it never snows in Greece, but...
Some of the photos, Jared.
Incredible.
Unbelievable.
But actually, it snowed last year as well during the Australian Open.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Your mate or your countryman, Stefanos. Mm-hmm. He looked to be in serious trouble a couple of nights ago against Taylor Fritz. What were you blogging about then?
Yeah, I was kind of worried during that match. But I think he showed his mental strength.
Yeah.
After losing the third set. And today I'm quite impressed by his performance because he hasn't played his best tennis till today. But today, I don't know if you've seen any, have you seen any highlights?
Yeah.
But he's really, really good. It's a very impressive performance till now.
Yeah, I was a bit concerned he might have been struggling a little bit following that five setter. But given he had a limited preparation, he has come to Australia and this one might be the one. This is the one that he might just crack open his Grand Slam count.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I don't know if you know, but he had a surgery late November. So it's almost 2 months since then. And he doesn't seem to be affected. I mean, his elbow seems fine. And I think he can go far this time. Although, you know, if he makes it to the semi, he could meet Medvedev.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, against him, his head-to-head is not very good. But let's see.
What is it? I was just going to ask you about Medvedev. What is it about his game that Medvedev seems to work out quite quickly, do you think?
I don't know. There are some matchups that don't help some players. I think that matchup doesn't help Stefanos at all. But I think it's also a mental thing because it also, I don't know if you remember, they had a fight during their first meeting. And since then, I think that Medvedev has got in his head, you know, and he's so nervous. He really wants to beat him each time. So sometimes he doesn't make the right choices. But also, you know, Medvedev is a very good player. He doesn't give you many chances and doesn't suit Stefanos' game at all, I think.
Stefanos is one of the players being followed by cameras everywhere for a Netflix documentary. Mm-hmm. What are we going to find out about him that we didn't know?
I'm not sure because he's always a guy that expresses himself. So I don't know if we'll see something much different from what we see now. But it will be interesting. So I'm waiting for that. I'm anxious to see that as well, you know. I'm excited, I must say. And also the other Greek player, Sakaris, has also signed with Netflix. So we will see both Greek players in the documentaries.
And... how many more papers do you sell when Stefanos is in the second week of a slam?
I work for a website, but, you know, I see that many people start following. If he makes it to the second week, always there are more people interested, you know. For example, today we have a live blog on the website and it's full of people, you know. following him. So you can see the difference if he makes it to the second week of Grand Slam. And the papers, then the national newspapers, they have them on the first page every day now. So, yeah, it's quite different.
What's your blog called, Vicky, in case people here in Australia want to...
It's a live blog. It's a live blog during the match. So yeah. It's in Greek, so it will be tough for Australians to follow.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
Can I ask you, Vicky, about... Jared, you were reading out the top 10s before, and we've got... Maria Sakkari, who is, I think, seated at 5. She's no longer in the tournament. But correct me if I'm wrong, Vicky, I think she was voted Greek Woman of the Year. So how big is she there? Like, if she gets on a roll in a few slams, does she have the ability to have a similar following to a Tsitsipas?
Look, it's different because men's tennis is more popular in Greece.
Yep.
You know, like I think in most of the countries. But I think she's more likable than Stefanos here in Greece. Stefanos has more haters, I must say, than Maria. They like her more.
Why is that?
I don't know exactly, but probably there are some tweets that came from Stefanos and people didn't like them during the pandemic and some other things. And I don't know, they don't, they seem to feel that he's arrogant, although that's not true. He's not arrogant at all because I know him, you know.
Yep.
And I think they like Maria more.
Okay. Tell us about the antics of our friend, our mate and player here, Kyrgios, is getting slammed by a couple of the players. How is that being received over there in Greece?
About Kyrgios? We like Kyrgios.
Okay. It's interesting because a couple of players are all of a sudden starting to call out his antics on the doubles court.
Look, Kyrgios, they consider him a Greek here in Greece, although, you know, he's not exactly Greek. But I think that people here like him sometimes. I mean, when he doesn't cross the line, they think that he gives something different, you know, to the sport.
Certainly,
so I think they like him.
Certainly turning it on in the doubles arena right now.
Yeah.
Vicky, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it. Stay warm.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.